This is very tricky question, but if we think about the current trends and those areas which are focused most at the current state, I believe that in the future there will be more stronger digitalization in each of the rehabilitation processes, and of course also self management is something what is increased. Of course, it's because there is no enough professionals to handle all of the clients who could benefit of rehabilitation. We need to have a new kind of way to meet the need, and that is probably something that at least I wish I see, that there will be evidence-based and reliable ways to support the self-management of the clients. And also somehow I think that the rehabilitation need to be rethink. In many cases, I have seen that we have just tried to move our traditional interventions into the digital world, but we need to rethink how we can do the things differently in the digital world. We still need these traditional methods and traditional interventions because digitalization is not answer, or it's not the key for everything. It's definitely a good support for answering these increasing needs, but we need and we need to rethink and develop new kind of ways to think the rehabilitation.
Yeah, I agree that you cannot just take the traditional rehabilitation and put it in the technology, but we need really to rethink. And what I think, how rehabilitation is going to evolve, I think we must nationwide to see and try to find more cost-effective ways for rehabilitation. And what is that? I'm not really sure. But I want to see that we try to commit people to be more active during their whole lifetime. So maybe more preventive strategies, and also something that we need to do in our environment to actually commit people to be more physically active, maybe to commit to strength training as well, to really decrease the decline of strength and physical performance during aging. Because, of course, everybody is going to have this decline, but I want to see that we are actually trying to prevent that decline, because it's also the most cost for the healthcare when you're very old and then you have this physical performance decline. That's something we want to avoid. And we were also discussing about this holistic approach, and I also like to see that we are more multidisciplinary in rehabilitation. And yeah, I think these are the main cases.
Yeah, actually this is very good that you mentioned the multidisciplinary also in this part, because already a few years ago, I was part of the team where we were mapping the future competence needed in among the rehabilitation professionals. And then it was raised up that we should also include more this preventive aspect in the rehabilitation, because in traditional, of course, the term is also referring rehabilitation, but if we should think also that we could use the rehabilitation and for example professionals from like personal trainers and professionals from sport and exercise field, they could be seen also as a part of the rehabilitation multidisciplinary approach, because they have a very good understanding and knowledge how to prevent or how to train or how to coach a different kind of declines, for example, or even before you have any declines.
Yeah, and I think they may have even better motivational tools.
Yes, yes.
Commit people to do activities. Yeah, that's very great.